China has said it would officially stop buying American agricultural products, and that'll likely have a big impact on Arizona farmers. With me to talk about what that might look like is Chelsea McGuire, Director of Government Relations at the Arizona Farm Bureau. And Chelsea, how much will this move affect farmers here?
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval released a statement in response to China's declaration, and he said he described it as a body blow to American farmers and ranchers. And I can't think of a better way to classify this. We're already in a time of depressed commodity prices. We've had terrible weather this year in the Midwest. Planting is way behind, if they've been able to plant at all. We've had the opposite issue in Arizona. We're in the middle of a historic drought. And now all of a sudden, one of our major changing partners is saying, guess what? We're not going to accept any of your goods. It's terrible timing, and it's going to have monumental ripple impacts in the industry.
What kinds of impacts down the line do you expect to see?
So China is a major trading partner with American agriculture in particular. From 2000 to 2017, our exports to China increased pretty steadily through those years, about 700% through those years. And then 2017 to 2018, we saw a 50% decrease in those. So what was at one point a $24 billion market as recently as 2014 is now about a $9.1 billion export market with China. But we're hearing that it may be a $0 export market with China. So we're looking at a potential impact of $9 billion on our American ag industry.
So if this would potentially be a body blow for American farmers, what would it be for Arizona farmers?
There are several Arizona commodities in particular that will be hard hit by this. We're looking at commodities like beef, alfalfa, tree nuts, dates. We do a lot of cross trade with China. But the commodity that we're most concerned about and that I think will have the most impact is cotton. China's a major trading partner in cotton, and so we're very concerned about what this might do to our Arizona cotton industry.
So what do farmers do? I mean, what do you recommend they do if one of the bigger trading partners is saying no thanks anymore? Like, do they continue to grow and try to find other partners? Do they try to plant other crops instead? What do they do?
So those are definitely options, and they're options that knowing kind of the trade instabilities that we've been facing, our farmers and ranchers have been trying to do. The issue with farming, though, compared to other industries, is that nothing happens instantaneously. So with our cotton guys, we export about 70% of the cotton that's grown in Arizona. And of that 70, 20% goes to China. But rebuilding those trade relationships with another country isn't something that can happen overnight. Plus, we've already got cotton in the ground, and we're 30 to 60 to 90 days out from harvest. So this is not the best time for us to hear that one of our major buyers is going to stop accepting our goods. So in terms of what our producers can do and are doing, they're absolutely going out. They're looking for those other marketing opportunities. They're looking down the road for next season. Am I still going to plant cotton, or am I going to plant something else that has a more stable domestic market? But those aren't decisions that they can make overnight. And so it still is a hurry up and wait kind of game for a lot of our growers.
Does it seem as though there are other potential buyers out there for be it cotton or tree nuts or any of the other commodities that you mentioned for Arizona farmers, be it other countries or other states or other individuals, that kind of thing?
I think there's always potential new markets, but the problem is going to be that finding those relationships takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of money. And that's not something that any of our producers really have at the moment.
Once a market potentially goes away or is diminished, can it come back? I mean, is there a chance that Arizona producers could at some point sell their stuff to China again?
It can, but it's going to take time. Again, because agriculture is not that instantaneous, you turn the factory on or you turn the factory off. What happens is when a country decides that they're not going to accept American agricultural goods anymore, they go out and they find other markets for those goods, whether it's somewhere in Central America, whether it's they decide to grow more in their country themselves. And what happens there is that the new farmers that they're going to, the new producers that they're growing these goods from, they start to get bigger and they start to get more efficient, which makes them more competitive on the international scale as well. So then when American farmers come back in, not only are they trying to rebuild relationships, they're also competing against someone who was bolstered and kind of empowered by the fact that American goods had an embargo on them to begin with. So the longer that we wait, the more and more that these relationships deteriorate, the harder it's going to be to reenter those markets.
It sounds like it's kind of a double whammy for American or Arizona farmers in the sense that not only are you losing a market and a pretty big market, mm-hmm. but you're also seeing a whole new crop, pardon the pun, of competitors spring up.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And so that's why I think we really understand the goal of let's strengthen our trade relationships for the long term. Sometimes that hurts in the short term and it's painful to do. But unlike some of the other industries in our country, agriculture is not going to spring back as quickly. And so that's why we urge that this trade war be alleviated and resolved as soon as possible and with the best possible outcome for our members.
If all of what's happening with China were happening with virtually any other country, would it hurt less just in the sense of the size of China and the size of its market and the number of people and the types of commodities that it buys from Arizona farmers?
I think it would. China is obviously a huge trade partner with us. And there are very few countries that we have that kind of market with. Our North American partners compete with that because of the closeness and because of the effect of NAFTA and the integration that our markets have. But because it's China, we're feeling it even more harshly.
All right. That's Chelsea McGuire, Director of Government Relations for the Arizona Farm Bureau. Chelsea, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.